Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Did Steve Harvey's wife cheat on him with his personal chef and bodyguard? Gossip reports dropped over the weekend on multiple sites claiming that his wife Marjorie got caught having an affair, but Steve quickly came out and shut that down. So he's basically like, we're fine. Even his friends posted on behalf of him on social media being like, this is all fake news. This is just clickbait. And they were really coming out and being like, why make this a clickbait story? It's beyond pointless how stupid fake news has gotten.
Did you say that the rumor was that she was cheating with a personal chef / security guard?
It's two different people.
Oh, okay.
A personal chef and a bodyguard.
Oh, okay.
So double homicide. Impressive.
She was busy.
The one guy was able to do both, though.
I was going
to
say, you talk about a great dating profile. You got it all, man.
You're the man.
I feel that's so ridiculous. Why even bother addressing it?
I mean, if you have a rumor coming out about you that's hitting national news, because I saw this, I think it was on Friday, and I was like, well, dang, because he has tons of, I've read his dating books. And so when you have that kind of news come out, you kind of want to shut it down.
Did he address it during like the break during Family Feud like he normally does?
Yeah, he was basically just kind of coming out and being like, I want to let as many people know as possible, but he didn't address it on his social media. His friends did. I think when you're Steve Harvey, you're just kind of like, it feels so ridiculous that I don't want to have to, but it's getting under my skin so much that I feel like I have to say something.
Yeah, I think he prides himself on kind of living above all that stuff. So at some point or another, he probably had to say something. Or people get more interested in it when you don't say something.
Yeah, it definitely strikes up more interest.
Look at the Jamie Foxx thing, man. It was driving everybody crazy when he wasn't saying anything about why he was ill or what was going on. People couldn't get enough.
And it seems like Steve is addressing things more lately because normally he doesn't, but he also addressed that tweet that I guess someone in his team put up of what comedian do you not think is funny?
Mm-hmm.
And
he didn't
like that the person did that.
I think they fired that person immediately.
Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm. It makes me wonder who, before the tweet got deleted, who people were responding under, other than the fact that they were maybe mad that this wasn't on brand with him wanting to be more positive. Mm-hmm. Like, who actually does nobody think is funny?
I think that's a part of what pissed him off is a lot of the comments were you.
He's like, this is not on brand. Okay, two female pop powerhouses released new music over the weekend. Selena Gomez and Miley Cyrus both dropped singles on the same day. And what I loved is that this didn't turn into a competition between which Disney princess is, you know, gonna have the more successful single, because both of them actually shut down any of that before it could even start. Selena posted on Instagram that her and Miley have been friends since they, in all caps, used to be young. And then she said that she's excited for August 25th for both of them to come out. And then Miley also posted something on Instagram saying, we're both dropping our singles soon. And she said, I say we # used to be young. So sweet. Love that they're not competing with each other.
Yeah, I mean, the two of them, and like watching how they've talked about each other in interviews, and somebody had like stitched together like old interviews and old interactions that they've had together. These two have been friends for a very long time and have been nothing but supportive. And I love both songs. However, that Miley Cyrus song it hits different.
Is it?
It's really, really good.
I gotta take a listen.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's this really beautiful music video where it looks like she's very specifically trying to call out her Disney days, because it's just a straight on head, like shot of her staring at the camera, and she's very emotional, and she has a red tube top over a Mickey shirt. So it's obviously like very much trying to call out Hannah Montana.
Beautiful song, beautiful music video. I have one small irritation.
She's only 30. You can't say I used to be young when you're 30. You still are young. Wait till you get to my age and it hurts to wake up.
But don't you remember looking at that number 30, like when you were 15, thinking that was the definition of old? Like, I remember doing the math on it, going, oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to be 30 in that year, and just feeling so old.
That's for sure.
And then I bar hopped for my birthday and I woke up without a hangover. And now if I look at a glass of wine the wrong way, I'm out for a week.
You just keep pushing the definition of old as you get closer to.
Is she actually in love with a criminal? I'll tell you the rumors surrounding Britney Spears' new man on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.